This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, the Galaxy Gala with the Royal Astronomical Society, advancing astronomy.
If we're going to win the Galaxy Gala, we'll need some show-stopping planets for our galaxy project.
Is that why we're in the space lab today, miss?
That's right. I've prepared some 3D models of some of the most weird and wonderful worlds up close, to give you some ideas. But please, stay in your seats, because the space laboratory can be a dangerous place.
Why, miss? Are there hungry space dinosaurs here?
No, but the models might singe your eyebrows. Yes, all three of your eyebrows, Quark. But for the first part of the demonstration, I need a model swimming pool.
Now that is the most enormous swimming pool I've ever seen.
Wait till you see the next bit. Now, I imagine you've all heard of Saturn, the sixth main planet in Sam's solar system. Let's look what happens if I place our model Saturn in the swimming pool.
Wow. It's floating.
It's floating because Saturn, like many other planets, isn't made of rocks or metal. It's made of a swirling mass of gas. Who was that? Quark? Not that sort of gas. They're mostly helium and hydrogen bound tightly with immense amounts of gravity.
Helium and hydrogen, hang on. Aren't they the same gases that stars are made of?
Well remembered, Sam. The difference is that the stars have a nuclear reaction going on, which sets all those gases alight. If Jupiter was significantly bigger, it could turn into a star.
I've got a great joke. What do stars like drinking out of?
We don't know.
Sunglasses.
All right. Let's have a look at another gassy globe. It's called WASP 12b, a planet that's seriously hot stuff. Stand clear.
Whoa, it's like a ball of fire.
Not quite, but the surface is about 2,000 degrees Celsius.
Why is it so hot? Is it made of volcanoes?
Nothing to do with volcanoes. It's just very close to its sun. Its orbit is only 2 million miles from its sun.
Have you got any big ones, miss? Really big ones?
Let's just check the computer. Okay, here you go. Try a super Earth for size.
It's huge! Like Earth's big brother.
His really big brother.
You're right, in a way. Super Earths is a name given to some of the biggest planets we know about. This, for example, is the rather catchy named planet GJ1214b, and is over six times as big as Sam's Earth. It's found in the Ophiuchus constellation. Unlike Sam's Earth, it can't support life because it's over 2,000 degrees Celsius on the surface. It does have water in some form on its surface, though. And water is sometimes a clue that life could exist.
Is that as big as they get, miss?
What? Not impressed? Okay, hang on. There's a whopper in here. Even though this is a model, you can see how enormous it is. Its name is TRES-4. It's nearly twice the size of Jupiter. It belongs to a small subclass of puffy planets that have extremely low densities. That means they're especially light for their size.
Doesn't look that puffy to me. Looks pretty scarily huge. I love it. We should definitely have some enormous gas giants in our galaxy.
And a few super Earths. A whole solar system of super Earths.
Right, there's the bell. I hope you've all got plenty of planet ideas now.
Deep Space High, the Galaxy Gala, with the Royal Astronomical Society, advancing astronomy.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.